episode number 316, new Camaro ZL1 videos.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another exciting episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And it's all ZL1, all the time, all day, all night.
Kind of seems like it. That's dominating the headlines for Camaro.
This is
going to
be like our third or fourth episode where we're going to lead off talking about the Camaro ZL1.
But can anybody get enough of it right now?
No.
I mean, at first I was a touch skeptical, but as things develop, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm really impressed.
Yeah. These new videos that Chevrolet put out this week is probably going to be the first one we're going to talk about here.
Yeah.
So there's three videos that came out this week. First, it was kind of like a teaser. It was almost like a commercial because, you know, it ends with the Chevy Runs Deep.
Right.
Of them track testing Camaro ZL1. Pretty cool.
And it was a teaser in all senses because you're kind of like, okay, where's the rest of it? Where's the rest of it?
And then the next day,
Chevrolet
released some pretty high-quality videos. The first one being them testing the magnetic ride control. I think they said it was the Gen 3.
Yes.
Of magnetic ride.
No other vehicle will have it.
Ooh, man.
From the get. This is the first car they're putting it on.
Badass.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching it. I'm like, this is no joke. Okay. Mm. I mean, I knew MagnaRide was cool because I rode my buddy's Corvette with MagnaRide, and he had nothing but good things to say about it.
Oh, that CTSV that I had for a week there. Yeah. That MagnaRide in it.
Yep. But this is more, and we said this from the beginning, but we just didn't know to what level, is that this is more than just a regular Camaro with a bunch of shelf parts stuck on it. They're doing so much research with this car.
Yeah.
Which prompted some interesting dialogue on the Camaro Z28.com forums about it being a race car or not.
Yeah.
But that's another episode.
Yeah.
It was just interesting. But back to the magnetic ride suspension. Five levels. Was it five levels? One.
Something like that.
Yeah. And I think one includes the launch control or drag race or straight line or whatever they want to call it. I'm really impressed with this.
Yeah. Well, the second video that they showed is launch control.
Mm-hmm.
And how they're developing the launch control for the ZL1.
Yep.
It looked like they were here in Milan, Michigan.
They were.
You know, track testing that. And it's pretty neat how they do that. And kind of like the calculations that have to be done to see how much tire slip is going to happen when they launch. Because it's like, I think it limits the RPMs.
Yep.
And then controls the slip of the tire. So you can pretty much just stomp it in a stick shift car and just go.
Hold the gas to the floor and sidestep the clutch. Yes. Don't even dump it. Just slip your foot off it.
It seems so wrong, yet so right at the same time.
Well, Chris, why don't you try it?
I know.
Because you've got it on your car.
I know. I've never even used it.
You scared?
No, I'm not scared.
I'll do it. I'll do it in your car. I'll break the son of a...
Okay. Hey, on the way to the gym, let's do it.
Try it. No, that's the thing, though.
First off.
Well, that's the thing. It's not supposed to go.
Exactly.
It's supposed to go.
Or bog.
Right. See, that was my argument for a little while was, you know, my advantage. People rip on me for having a manual automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, you know, I can launch like nobody's business. Maybe not.
Yeah.
Still launches like a son of a gun, but I don't know. So these videos are really, they really changed the tide in my head.
Of thinking about the ZL1.
Yeah, because like I was saying before, why would I want to go slower?
That's true.
Might be true, but slower in what regard?
Yeah.
I mean, I've got asphalt rippling power there, but is it as controllable? I don't know. And second of all those people we'll get to that in a little bit. I got another point to make later on with one of our listener emails. But I guess where I'm getting at, Chris, is that I'm kind of thinking about getting one.
Do it.
Yeah, but I have to sell my current Camaro.
So do I.
And you can just go trade it in. A dealership will take a look at mine and they will
go, whoa.
No, they'll go, oh yeah, we want it. And we'll give you about $10,000 less than what it's worth because we're a dealer.
Less than that. Well, more than that, I should say.
You know what? I booked the car out already, and without all the work done on it, it's $33,000.
Okay.
Give or take, you know, which isn't bad. And that's with more miles and 25% more miles than what I have on it now. But I've also got, I don't know, what, $15,000 worth of work into it. And I know I'll never get all my money out of that.
Yeah.
But I should be able to get something.
Okay, here's a question I'll have to pose for you.
For me?
Yes, okay. For you.
Oh, boy.
So let's just say that you sell your car.
Yeah.
And you have the money to buy a Camaro ZL1.
Yeah.
Would you buy another automatic?
No.
Ooh. Welcome back.
Make no mistake. I still love my automatic. But after seeing these videos, I'm like, I got to get a piece of this action. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
would you get Infernal Orange again?
In the interior?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. I can't answer that because I don't know what exterior.
Be available.
What exterior color should I get then?
Right. Black.
Because, no. And there's no cyber gray metallic, although we're told that there's something that's going to replace it that we'll like.
Yeah.
But if I know what I know, and I'm not going to say any more than that, Inferno Orange won't go well with it.
Hmm.
The Inferno Orange interior.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It may have to be
white or silver or blue or red, orange.
It'd have to be silver.
Yeah.
I'd have to take the license plate off my daily driver and put it on it, though.
Oh, the silver coffin.
Silver coffin. Because
yeah, you could easily do that.
Yeah, I could.
It.
But then the Phantom SS wouldn't, like Phantom ZL1 wouldn't fit on it.
Yeah, that's true.
On a Michigan plate. I'll just have to move.
Well, if you shorten Phantom.
You can't.
PHNTMZL1.
No, because it's PHNTMSS, and I'm using up all the characters. There's only seven characters.
Oh.
Yeah.
PHNTMZL. Oh, yeah. One extra character.
I can do ZL, but then it'll be mixed
ZL,
up with.
Or Z1.
Z1. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to. You
or
know
just
what?
Camaro ZL1. C A M A R O Z. That's too much, too.
I think that that's the least of my problems.
Yeah,
I'm sure I'm creative enough to come up with something.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, after seeing these videos, ladies and gentlemen, is it starting to kind of grow on you, the idea of what they're putting into this Camaro, what you think you can get out of it, and what will you do?
I like all the research and development going into this car.
And let's not forget that they put a lot of research and development in the current Camaro. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like they totally ignored it, and now they're suddenly ramping
things up.
Yeah, but
they're going above and beyond now, well, to the next level.
And that's the thing, is they're making it the ultimate Camaro.
Yeah.
They're not screwing around.
They're making it the top dog.
Oh, God. God help us all. You know, have you been to CamaroZL1.com lately?
Yeah, I have. It's an awesome website. I think everybody should go. Go ahead, type it in right now. CamaroZL1.com. Check out that site.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did that, right?
It.
What do you think? Give us a call and let us know.
Yeah.
All right, we got to move on. But it's also to more ZL1 news.
Yeah.
I am extremely envious of Mr. Rick Hendrick.
This guy gets all the good stuff. All the good stuff. It must be nice to be rich. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Well, we're seeing the perks of it. I'm sure it's not as easy as what...
Because Mr. Rick Hendrick, yesterday at the Barrett Jackson auction in Las Vegas, Nevada, bid $250,000 for the first Camaro ZL1 off the line. Well, I don't know if it's
the only carbon flash metallic.
Number 69.
Number 69 to match.
I don't know if it's going to be the first... Well, I mean, it's already there, so...
Well, if it's numbers, no, I don't think that was. I think that was a show car.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so, because it's number 69 off the line.
Right. But if it's the only carbon flash metallic,
I think it's a placeholder.
That's it.
Well, no, not necessarily, because they can paint it right there, right here in Sterling Heights.
Yeah, that's true.
They could, you know, I mean, that's where they fabbed the original up.
Yeah.
So, you know, who would be a good one to ask about this?
Well, the guy we saw at Barrett Jackson in the video.
Who? Oh.
Old Fitzy.
Old Fitzy. I was like, wait a minute.
Hey, Fitz, saw you on TV.
Yeah, saw you on TV. I like the hat, by the way,
love
buddy.
Love the hat.
Hint, hint.
Love
wink,
that
wink,
hat.
Nudge, nudge. We could use a box of them to give away to our listeners.
And a couple people here that really want one.
You know what? He actually chastised me the other day for not calling him up lately and asking him to lunch. So maybe I should ring up old Fitzy and say, let's go grab some China Express rice bowl. Chinese food is killer in the Rensen.
Yeah?
Rensen.
Cool.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
So that was Barrett Jackson.
Yeah, but I can't stand to watch that show.
It's kind of annoying. I generally don't like auction shows.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's the novelty of it is pretty cool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Obviously, they get awesome ratings. But I guess, I don't know.
Listen.
I can't stand listening to auctioneers.
That's not my biggest problem.
buy it.
Yeah, you want to talk about bad, terrible advertising, man. Talk about in your face. But speaking of in your face, that's why I easily put myself in the bidder's shoes just because I like to live vicariously. And if I was that person sitting there with more money in my pocket than what the person standing over me, hovering over me, makes in 10 years, I would punch them right in the clock weights and say, get away from me. Let me spend my money. Get your hand out of my face. I don't need
you.
I guess
you could just phone it in. You don't want to
be there. You're right. If you got so much money, you don't even need to see the car, and you probably never will.
Just put it
in one of my garages when it comes in. Now we're ripping on the rich guys.
Just jealous.
Hey, you know what? Congratulations, Mr. Hendrick. If this message of this podcast ever gets to you, which it probably does, we got a pretty wide listenership. We would like to interview you. So whenever you can spare 10 minutes on the phone, we'd like to talk to you and maybe talk about some of your cars. And
cool.
Can we have some money?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Unless you were going to give us some.
Yeah, really.
Would you like to buy a podcast? All right, we got to move on. Hopefully, we're going to see some ZL1s at SEMA this year.
Yes.
And we're going to be there again.
Let's see. About a month and a half now?
About that.
A little less than a month and a half.
Not only are we going to be covering SEMA, we're putting together a pretty kick-ass Camaro enthusiast and owner meet and greet.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be in SEMA, going to be in Vegas, either or both, we want to hang out with you.
Yeah. For all the details on the SEMA show, go to SEMAshow.com, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah. See ya at SEMA.
See ya at SEMA.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
And we just got a message through this week from our good buddy Optima Jim. And he was telling us that you can win a free trip to SEMA.
I guess
you could. Anybody can. All you have to do is go to the Wheelwood Brakes Facebook page and like it, and then get and write a story as to why you deserve to be there. Now, I think this is being sponsored in part by Optima for the Optima Challenge that they do every year at SEMA. So if you get a chance, head over to Facebook, look up Wheelwood Disc Brakes, like the page, and give a little reason why you should have a free trip, and then let everybody else know so we can like it and help you, you know, win that free trip.
Yeah. Yeah. We're happy to help. We'd like to see you there. I mean, it just makes you part of our club when we get there, when you get there. And on a side note, don't think of Optima as just batteries, because obviously they do so much more.
They do a lot. I had no idea.
Especially the Optima Challenge. That is so cool to watch.
It is.
A buddy of mine named Mark Stilo, and some of you may know the name, participates in that quite a bit. So, along with a lot of cool builders like him. And if you ever have a chance to go to an Optima-sponsored event or just an event where Optima is there, definitely check him out. Good group of people. Optima Jim is a good friend of ours.
You can't miss him. He's 7'1".
Yeah, and he's always smiling and always happy to meet you.
I'm still waiting to see that interview we did last year at SEMA. Remember for in Optima?
Right. We were interviewed by Optima, now that I think about it. Yeah. I forgot myself.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just do it again this year.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, all right. Hey, I think we got to move on, though.
Yeah, we do.
We're kind of limited on time here because we got so much to talk about.
We do.
Let's do car of the week.
Yeah.
We've been doing this, or Camaro of the week. We've been doing this for a while. We pull a car out of the Camaro out of the CamaroZ28.com garage. Every member account has one, so if you don't have a car in your garage, you better stick one in.
Yeah, put it in there.
So far, we've just been kind of doing random ones because we haven't gotten any solid suggestions or nominations from anybody. And so I just did kind of a random one, and guess who came up?
Who?
Another CamaroZ28.com podcast listener.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. Who?
Mudbone.
Oh, Mudbone.
Well-deserving, too, because he's got a really, really nice...
And he has actually a top-rated garage on the site.
Yeah, that's right. Probably in part due to the very attractive bikini-clad model laying on the hood of that car.
Oh, isn't that Mudbone Jr.'s girlfriend?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Her name is Chrissy.
Oh.
The car's name is Jennifer, so the photo is entitled Jennifer and Chrissy, which is pretty hot in itself. It's a 1997 Chevrolet Camaro, white with Hugger orange, and it is a 30th anniversary convertible. He bought it in 2005 with 3,036 miles on it by eBay auction. Some of the mods he has done is a Berger panel lettering, which not the Berger panel. So they're actually starting to people refer to the center part between the taillights as a Berger panel.
Right.
Interesting. But the Camaro lettering between the two taillights. He also took the stock painted stock front calipers and painted them orange. Did a factory upgraded white leather seats, and the only entertainment he has is a 10-disc CD changer in the trunk. But quite honestly, what does this car need? Good looking car.
Yeah. Good job, Mudbone. Needs
another girl in the hood, though. Two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it doesn't need it, but it wouldn't hurt. Hey, congrats, Mudbone and Jennifer, the name of the car, and Chrissy, the name of the model on the car. You can catch all the Camaros of the week on the front page of CamaroZ28.com, and you can browse all the garages just by going to CamaroZ28.com garage.
Yeah, if you want to be considered for Camaro of the week or car of the week, just email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
Yep, and say, this one.
Yeah.
And we'll take a look at it. All right. What do we got for emails, voicemails?
We got a couple emails here. We've got a voicemail, and I think we even have some app messages.
All right. Well, I got one of the emails here. You want me to read this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. This one comes from Jared, and he says, I've always been a fan of a manual tranny. And as far as a ZL1, should be a manual all the way, like the original 1969 ZL1, correct me if I'm wrong. In the near future, I'll be buying a Camaro, but I have no idea what year to buy because I want to work it myself without having to deal with a computer. If you could give me advice, it would be helpful. Like the show, you guys rock.
He might be referring to what we talked about last week
and
last week's show, where the title of our show was Automatic Camaro ZL1, Good or Bad. So, I don't know. I think it's personal preference.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
And one of the reasons why they came out and offered the car in an automatic is, let's be honest, there's a lot of...
people want an automatic.
Exactly.
It's a different generation, unfortunately. Yeah. I think it's a... I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just tough to swallow that it's a different generation than when the 1969 ZL1 came out.
Yeah. And I don't think you have to deal with the computer as much anymore with an automatic transmission.
Or a manual, for that matter.
Right.
I mean, when did cars start becoming fuel injected and all that? 1983 or something like that, where they started using onboard computer controls?
Yeah.
So you'd have to get a pre-1983 car.
Yeah.
You're going to be sacrificing so much just to avoid working on a computer.
Yeah.
There are benefits to having a computer in your car.
I think they far outweigh the cons.
It does come with as personal preference, but I do agree.
Yeah.
Anybody who thinks that the ZL1 should not be offered, period, just period, with an automatic.
Oh, I thought you said period, like don't even come out with a ZL1.
No, anybody who thinks that the ZL1 should be offered in manual only, the new 2012 ZL1, tell us why.
Yeah,
not just saying that it shouldn't. Tell us why it shouldn't. We want to know.
Let's hear your opinion.
Yeah, and it's okay. It's opinion. We're not going to criticize you, agree or disagree. But we have yet to actually feel a solid reason why. So. Thanks for that email, Jared. And what do we got? We got one voicemail?
Yeah, we got one voicemail.
Cool. Why don't we get to that right after this?
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, here we go.
It's Postal Dave. Hopefully you guys got your trailer queens in the garage and all put with the packing peanuts and the air bubbles and all that. Got them under cover so the cold air won't get to them. I'm driving home, and Postal Wifey says Chris Preza, he wants the Hulk Infinity, so try to beat that. But on the ZL1, I think it should only be a 6-speed, and there should be a Track Pack ZL1. So hope to be hearing your podcast tomorrow, and you guys have a great fall season. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for calling in, Postal Dave. Yeah, it's fall now.
He's
officially
crazy.
As of Friday.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's now fall.
I woke up feeling like crap.
Yeah, it's been crappy this week here. Lots of rain and cold. And
I say we just switch right to
miserable.
Winter. Skip fall, go to right to winter.
Blech.
Yeah. Ugh. Any other snowmobile guys out there, let me know.
Yeah. Well, my car's not put away yet.
Mine is pretty much done. I'm tired of dinking with it.
No. I'm gonna drive mine for a couple more months.
Good for you,
because
you need to pack those miles on, because I can't stand having more miles on mine than you have on yours. I did a lot of traveling this year, though.
Yeah, you sure did. This is the first weekend you slept in your bed, right?
Yeah, in a month.
In a month.
Yeah. So back to Mr. Dave, you're nuts. Okay, first of all, you're crazy. A track pack Camaro, what do you want them to do to increase the performance of what they're already doing?
I know. Like, you, gut it?
You nut job?
Like, gut it? Like, to reduce weight and, like, have, like, no interior with a roll bar?
Well, actually, he might be onto something if that's the case. And what was the other thing he wanted to... Oh, automatic only? Or, yeah. Or no automatic? Why?
Yeah, why?
Yeah,
give
why?
Us the reason.
Tell us why. Yeah. Just by saying it shouldn't have it, or should have it, depending on how you want to word it, isn't good enough. We want a real reason why, a solid reason that has no personal feeling into it. How would it be good for the car? Hmm. How would it be good for sales?
Yeah.
How would it be good for anything besides somebody's ego?
Huh.
Hmm. I'm throwing the gauntlet down.
There you
go. Drunk with power.
Yeah.
What else did he ask?
Oh, he said something about his sexy wife and poking me.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell that means.
It's a Facebook thing. It's the poke.
Oh, and then there was a third part. What was he? Yeah. I don't remember what he said.
I can't remember.
I don't either. He's a whirlwind of fun.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be calling back next week.
Yeah, to give us his reason why there should be no automatic on a ZL1, along with the hordes of other people.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. What do we got? One more email?
We got another email here. This one comes in from David, and he says... When the 1982 Camaro Z28 was introduced, what was the original new car price? What was the rating for combined city highway mile per gallon? Thanks. Riverman Miss. That must be his username on the board.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave, we just happen to have a Camaro white book sitting in front of us right here. So let's look up a 1982 Camaro. Do they get prices in here?
I believe they do, yeah. I mean, because they give just about everything else.
Yeah.
This is such a handy book to have. We talk about this often. While Chris is looking this up, I'll just throw a mention. If you need to get your hands on one, you can buy it directly from the publisher. And you can the short link to get to it is CamaroZ28.com/whitebook. And this is not an affiliate link. It just is a short way to get to their website to buy it.
Okay, so here's the pricing. There's actually two different Z28s listed here for 1982.
Two?
The first one is the Camaro Z28 Sport Coupe 8-cylinder, and that retailed for $10,099.26.
My God.
And the other one listed here is the Camaro Z28 Z50 Indy Edition 8-cylinder.
Oh, right.
And
right.
That one retailed for $10,999.26. So let's see. What was the rating for combined city and highway? Let's see. Do they have that in here? I'm not seeing gas mileage.
You know, they might not.
Listed in here.
Probably because it would depend on which state. I'm surprised, but it just seems like one of those things that's more volatile.
It does say that the 1982 Camaro was Motor Trends Magazine's Car of the Year.
$10,000 will buy you a brand new Camaro. But let's stop and think about this for a second. That was 30 years ago.
No, they don't have the ratings for mile per gallon in the book.
You know who I wouldn't be surprised knows?
The F-Bod Father?
Settlemyer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a wealth of information.
Yep. Sorry we can't provide all the data, but definitely there's your
I'm
price.
Sure you can Google it.
Yeah.
And find it.
Maybe there is no solid, you know, did they calculate them then?
I don't know, but you know, this was the first year that the Camaro was produced with a 4-cylinder, nicknamed the Iron Duke, built by Pontiac.
Blasphemy. A ZL1 should not have an automatic and a Camaro should not have a 4-cylinder.
It was standard on the Camaro Sport Coupe. Yeah,
you know, that Iron Duke was a hell of an engine, though. Yeah. I think it's a 2.5-liter 4-cylinder. They called it an Iron Duke for a reason. That thing was the Mike Tyson of 4-cylinders.
Really?
It was a bulldog, yeah. Okay. I only use Mike Tyson because I saw him on the roast of, what's-his-face?
Charlie Sheen?
Never saw a man that punched so many people in the face be so nervous in front of a camera.
I know.
Anyway, okay. there's your answer, courtesy of the Camaro White Book.
Cool.
And what's that? Is that it for voicemails and emails?
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Postal Dave can't just run the show on voicemails. Ask us a question.
Yes, and we need people to call in with their happy birthday messages for Chevrolet.
Yeah,
so
we gotta get those in.
We want to wrap this thing up.
We got a bundle of them, but yeah, we're going to be sending them. Chevrolet is celebrating their 100th birthday, which is a big deal. And we're compiling everybody's audio clips, 10 seconds or less, of saying happy birthday, Chevrolet. Yeah. Doesn't have to be a masterpiece. Just call into our voicemail hotline at 586-486-3182.
If you do not send one in, we will stalk you. We will stalk you on Facebook. We will stalk you on the message board until you do send it in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get those in.
Who's got time for that?
I don't know, but we need these messages.
Yeah. So if you like Chevrolet, let them know. They'll appreciate it, and we'll have some fun with it. That's what we're doing, just for fun. All right. Hey, I understand you upgraded the Camaro Z28.com Android app.
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
What's new?
I put it out there this week, and it now has the same capabilities as the iPhone app where you can send us a message, a picture message. Now, this is a one-way communication message. Don't expect us to respond unless it's here on the show.
Right. Just like the iPhone, iPad, iPod, the other thing. I can't stand it anymore.
So we've been kind of slacking. We haven't been reading these messages, and some have piled up. So we're going to go through a couple here.
Yeah, hit them.
Let's see here. I can't even remember where we left off, but people are sending in pictures, man.
Yeah, and some of them are just weird. Like, weird.
Yeah, like, really weird.
I think people don't quite know what's going to happen, so they just say, I'll just pull a random picture out of my, you know.
Okay, so here we go. What's up, guys? Here's a picture of my 88 IROC. Need some work, but I love it to death. Let me know what you think. Here's a picture.
Looks nice pretty good from here.
Looks like it's got the chrome wheels, too.
Yeah. Chrome factory wheels. Yeah. Those always look good, too. Mm-hmm. They never came from the factory, but you can get them.
Right. Here's one that says, hey, OCD here, just detailing the car up and listening to the podcast. Thought I would send a tip. I like glass cleaner for the detail work. Engine components, wheel wells, door sills, etc.
Interesting.
Glass cleaner.
I've used glass cleaner on polished and chrome areas, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's all right. It's good in a pinch.
This one says, how can you tell when the fuel sending unit is going out in a 98 Camaro V6?
Doesn't start.
Kind of obvious, huh?
That's the best answer I can give, but you know who could give a great answer?
Our message board.
The experts at the CamaroZ28.com message board. Just find the right forum, create an account if you need to,
yep,
and then post, and somebody will be glad to help you.
Here's a nice silver fifth gem.
Looks like with Inferno Orange interior.
Yeah, look at the background here. See this building here?
Yeah.
It's all, it looks like Arabic writing. So I bet you this car is somewhere in the Middle East. You know, somewhere like...
What's the side mirror look like? Is it big?
It looks the same.
Oh, then maybe not. Maybe it's just, you know, in a place that has...
An imported car, but look.
Good
food. I don't know.
What else we got?
We got this one here. It's
the ass end of the ZL1. It looks like
Camaro Superfest.
Yep.
We've got a nice looking...
Wow. Customized yellow Camaro.
Yep. Nice hood vent.
So thanks to who sent that in. I wish we could let the public see these.
Yeah. We've got some weird things here, like we've mentioned before.
Yeah, there's just some strange stuff. We're not quite sure. I mean, it'd be different if it'd be funny or even dirty. Yeah. But
here's one that says, I have a 93 Z28 Camaro restored, all original, but with an upgraded stereo system. I was curious, what would you recommend me selling it for? Top dollar is in excellent condition, and looks like I just bought it off the showroom gloom.
Hmm? Showroom gloom?
I don't know.
Damn autocorrect.
Doesn't have a lot of mileage and runs perfect.
Well, I'll give you $2,000 for it.
I don't know. You should definitely go to the message board and see what these things are going for.
If it's the green-gray metallic, I'll give you $22.50 for it.
$22.50?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big spender.
Here's someone sending an Apple logo.
Thank you.
This says, you should all have more pictures. Okay.
Right. Of what?
I don't know.
Where?
Probably in the app. You know how it...
Oh.
The picture gallery.
We should
add some more pictures in there.
We can add
tons. Definitely going to be doing that at SEMA. So.
You got it.
Says, I have a 2011 SS White in orange stripes, and I love it. People, they've me have nice car, looks, and ride of power is great. this isn't me writing this. I'm just reading this.
Damn autocorrect.
I love this car, and it also great on gas. One of the best things I have done buying this car. Thanks, Mike from Canton, Georgia.
Thanks, Mike.
Anyone know what the best manifold is for a Z28 LS1 car?
Intake or exhaust?
I don't know. It just says manifolds.
Yes. They sure are. I don't know. You know who would know?
The message board.
The experts on the Camaro Z28.com message board. Yeah. All Camaro, all the time.
Luke Camaros. Those Camaros is looster, faster. Lamborghini Camaros is lightning fast.
with most strength. Gotta say,
wow.
Gotta say, China or Japan.
Wow. Okay.
Not sure. Or autocorrect.
This one says, since the ZL1 has come out, do you guys think that a used 2010 Camaro SS will go down in price? Because they are worth about the same as a brand new car right now. And since I'm 16, I can't be picky about what year I get. So I want to get a 2010 SS.
I think there's no rule for that.
No, there isn't.
I think you may find good deals from guys like me that may be selling theirs.
Although you can probably pick up a higher mileage 2010 SS, a lot cheaper than mm-hmm. a lower mileage. I mean, even with 25,000 miles, these cars are still going for $30,000.
Yeah, they're
used.
They're holding value very well.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So let's see. This person says hi with an orange.
Thank you.
Red.
Hi back.
Fifth gen.
Something looks different about that, and yeah. I can't figure out what.
And this one says, is a cardinal sin to have double strips on a Camaro with hockey strips? Chevy does not offer the setup, but the dealer says they can add the stip when the car comes in. Just thought I would ask Gary S.
Well, let's call out to our on-the-street consultant, Gary. Gary, what's your opinion on this?
Yeah, this is Gary on the side of the street here, and it's a cardinal sin is saying Camaro over and out.
Wow, people still don't know how to spell Camaro.
C-A-M-A-R-O. Thank you. And thanks for that message anyway. Cardinals tend to have stripes and hockey strips.
Yeah,
stripes.
Why
is it bad?
I don't know.
I see it a lot. I think it's decent. Or is there just too much going on, maybe? I would agree with that standpoint. Yeah. But not Camaro.
Well, thank you, everybody, for sending in your app messages. We love going through these.
That's it. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we are out of time.
All right. Seriously, I'm still here. Yeah, we are out of time. Thanks, everybody. Tune in next week. What are we going to talk about?
Probably ZL1.
Probably more ZL1 stuff. We're going to be getting some more information out about our SEMA meet and greet. And we got some changes coming up to the message board that you may or may not notice, but we're going to talk about them anyway. They're all for the good.
Yes.
And maybe some Camaro Z28.com diecast news that any collector is going to want to listen to. So that's our rundown for next week and a wrap for this week. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.